3, 2, 1. This is the Insiders Podcast.
For most of the activists, of course, it's a priority. But I don't see the Mexican society in this urgent way of, oh, yes, we need cannabis in a recreational way. We need it. We like it. Not at all.
Just when it was announced that Mexico is legalizing cannabis federally, they've delayed the process until spring 2021. But does this mean it's over? Jorge Rubio joins me once again to get us up to speed on the legalization movement happening in Mexico right now. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast.
How has COVID changed your life lately?
Well, as you know, I am working in a retail group.
Yeah.
So during all this situation, I have work and the stores are open. So it is a good time to interact with customers and essential business, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the concept of smell jars is kind of out the window since everybody's wearing a mask now. You don't still have those, do you?
Yeah.
You got to pull through the mask, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, but buying cannabis is an experience. So people like to go to the stores and to ask questions and ask the strains, the effects. So
yeah,
it is not as easy to send an eighth or a gram of whatever. So many people come to ask about CBD and THC. And I don't know if in the coming years it will change only for pickup or only for delivery to houses. I don't know.
Well, now that there's a vaccine, I think that everything will be behind us soon enough. And we'll be back to the old sniff jars without masks and all the rest of it.
I agree.
Well, hey, man, thanks for doing this again. What's going on with Mexico? I mean, I hear a couple of conflicting things these days. We were all excited about everything being legalized, and now I hear they're putting the brakes on it.
What happened is that the Senate, Mexico has two chambers, two legislative chambers. So the Senate approved the bill and send it to the lower chamber, the House of Representatives. And the situation is that they send the bill, but the House of Representatives, they don't have enough time. They only have 10 days to receive the bill, to study, to make several amendments, commentaries of experts, of people invited by them. So it's not easy to analyze a bill with this importance.
That magnitude.
Only in 10 days.
Mm-hmm. December 15th was the first deadline, it was the latest deadline, correct? That would be tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah, so that's why the head of the member of the parliament asked the Supreme Court again that they need more time to analyze the bill
and to vote it
in the next period that will be between February and April of the 2021.
Okay, so it's a bit ambiguous and it could be pushed again. I understand there's another election, I think, in June in Mexico, right?
Yes, it's the midterm election, yeah.
Will that have an effect potentially on this?
I think if they wait to the end of the period, which is April, mm-hmm. April 30, mm-hmm. if they wait, maybe I think it will be politicized.
Of course it will be, yeah.
So, yeah, but if they start working in the bill at the beginning of February, they have gathering with experts. They start studying more adequate way the bill and all these things.
Yeah,
maybe they can make the amendments before May, and it will be politicized, I think.
What role does the president of Mexico? His name is López Obrador. Is that right?
Yeah.
What role does he play in this at all, if anything?
He's open to recreational.
Yeah.
He said in the last days that legalization is liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some conservative politicians, they are a little aware of to go into a fast track legalization will be a problem. I met at least 100 members of the parliament in three different groups, not one by one.
Yeah.
And the major concern they have is that if it's real a social benefit to have recreational cannabis in Mexico,
yeah.
I see that, yes, for most of the activists, of course, it's a priority. But I don't see the Mexican society in this urgent way of, oh, yes, we need cannabis in a recreational way. We need it. We like it. Not at all.
I remember when we talked before, I asked you a bit about cannabis in, like, you know, general Mexican culture. And you said, no, it's not that common. It's not like a big, huge cannabis movement. And you said the average Mexican is probably not. not a big supporter of cannabis legalization. There was a poll done in the summertime of 2020, and I think the majority of Mexicans polled actually were against recreational legalization.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think there's no enough surveys about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one, some 2018, I think it was the last one. Most of the population are not totally agree with the recreational aspect.
Yeah.
But they are agree with it, with the medical aspect. So the thing is that in Mexico, unfortunately, cannabis is always related to problems, drug dealing, cartels.
Historically,
crime.
For sure. Yeah.
It is totally different. Here in my days here in Canada, I hear, well, the legacy market and the farmers that did it. Yes, but they don't grow. Well, at least what I see in these years is those guys are not violent.
Yeah.
I went 2 years ago to a meeting close to Vancouver with these guys, with legacy farmers or growers.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen guns and
gangsters and cartel and
gangsters. No, those are nice guys growing cannabis. So in Mexico, is not the same thing.
So you wouldn't say that there's such a thing as that, like craft cannabis growers in Mexico, like they have in Canada. You know, and I could name probably 20 from Twitter alone, guys who make a nice plant, who have families, who grow, who are into cannabis from a craft perspective. It's just not like that there.
Yes, I see a potential of craft growers in Mexico.
Yeah.
Of course, I see a potential of this, but they need to understand to grow cannabis in small batches, of course, but with more quality, more curing process, and some quality, keeping some quality aspects. It's not easy to grow. Okay, only I have the seeds and the plant will grow and have good terpenes profile by its own. So, they need to understand better how to grow in a little room,
right,
to see it and to have different testing about the plant.
Well, I guess it's going to come down to where a lot of growers can generate revenue from. If it's corn and potatoes over cannabis, then it's going to be corn and potatoes over cannabis. If there's a market for it and people are buying it and there's money to be made, then maybe farmers will adjust, mm-hmm. will evolve into cannabis. So if Mexico, let's pretend for a moment that things happened in February, March, and there was actual federal legalization, because I know you guys have pushed the bill back a few times now, and there's been talk in the Supreme Court of Mexico for a long time about tinkering with the details of the bill. I don't even think that you guys are going to have recreational adult cannabis accessible for a window after that still, right? It's not just going to drop into place in the spring. You have a timeline you can lay down?
This question is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I talk with these members of the parliament. The first problem that Mexico will face is the supply chain of legal cannabis.
Yeah, of course.
So if you legalize it tomorrow, okay, perfect. Everybody's going to be happy and whatever. Yes. Who's going to be the supplier? The black market?
Right.
The gangs? So if Mexico... The thing is that they don't understand at all the industries. This is the real thing. So Mexico needs to legalize or regulate in different stages, not in a fast track way, because if they go into fast track way, it will be very complex to identify legal cannabis supply and also medical cannabis supply. So that's why my recommendation is always the same. Go with medical first.
Yeah. Yeah, let me push you for that market.
Yeah, the next is hemp. Mm-hmm. And when Mexico have more experience growing hemp and have experience in the delivery, prescription, or supplying of medical cannabis, okay, then move to a recreational.
Yeah.
Those are always my recommendations. But the main problem, it will be this. And when Mexico, I see three actors on the recreational side. The first, these gangs, that they will continue selling cannabis.
Yeah.
The second will be families, non-violent, that will start selling cannabis for a way to have more money.
Of course.
And the third one will be legal entrepreneurs who grant a license to start retail stores. Mm. But they will have a problem. But it's not good, because when you have the license, maybe in 1 year or 2 years, what are you going to offer? If you have to... if you have two suppliers on the street.
So you need a bit of a rollout window, like where you say in the spring, okay, we're going to legalize, but you can officially do this first step, say the production of medical cannabis after 1 year on this date, kind of like we did. We pushed the date a bit. And then step two, hemp, or start to grow recreational cannabis. And then step three, maybe roll it out into retail. And then maybe over 2 or 3 years. And then this way people can get prepared for it and start to make adjustments. Like you said, otherwise you're just going to have a cartel growing it all and then it won't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are one of the world's greatest suppliers, or at least North America and probably Europe's greatest suppliers of fruit and vegetables. You have, you know, massive farms. I could envision a lot of farmers and farms going the same route as village farms in the U.S. and tinkering with their greenhouses to grow cannabis. You know, they have Pearson Farms in Delta. But they originated and their mothership company is in the States and they primarily grow fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
So I would think that would be a sensible thing to do, providing that cannabis generates more revenue than the food that they're already growing.
Yes, absolutely. This is a great idea. What I'm thinking also that if some people have experience in greenhouses or indoor facilities to grow in other vegetables and fruits, they can easily start with some cannabis cultivars.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait till spring then to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's looking like it's moving in that direction.
Yeah, I think so.
Tell me one thing on the Canadian legal market. On the legal market, what's one flower right now that you think is pretty good?
Pinkush, Pearson Farm.
Oh, yeah. You know what? So many people have said Pinkush. Actually, Pearson's got a few strains right now. Everybody's loving. So.
Well, yeah, I had these three joints of Pearson Farms by Pinkush a few weeks ago. Wow, this was amazing.
All right. I got to go down and pick some up tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm on my way, Ryan. Okay, brother.
Okay.
Thanks for filling us in. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Shout out to Jorge for joining me once again. Great guy to catch up on all things Mexico and cannabis. You can follow him on Twitter at JorgeRU77. That's at JorgeRU77. And if you have a story that you'd like to tell, reach out to me too on Twitter at _InsidersPod. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Insiders Podcast. We do our very best to be as accurate as possible, but take no responsibility for inaccurate details or facts. If a topic interests you, we're happy to have brought it to your attention, but please take the time to research the details for yourself. To find out more about Insiders Podcast and all of the work that we do, check out distinctmedia.ca.